Hey guys, well, fantastic to have this opportunity. And Juliet, thank you for your question, why aren't prayers always answered? Hopefully I can help you through this. It is a bit daunting to do this in 10 minutes, as I probably could speak on this for several hours, actually quite comfortably, but we'll do a synopsis in 10 minutes, Juliet, so you'll get lots of one-liners. And I hope I can share them in a way that you can understand. So the first question is to say that all prayers are answered. There is no prayer that is not answered. That's a myth. They're all answered, but you have to accept no as an answer. So Trevor was telling me that Nikki Gumbel shares it as a traffic light. Green is the go, the answer. Amber is God is working on it. And the red is, no, sorry, can't do. And there are lots of prayers that God cannot answer. And there are lots of prayers that he can answer. So I think one of the things to kind of make this simpler for us is to ask ourselves some basic questions. So the first thing is to understand that in the Lord's Prayer, it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. And Jesus gave this as a model of prayer. So wherever possible, we perhaps want to ask a question before we pray. And that question is, God, what is your will? What do you want to do? And if you want to know the will of God, we have to understand the Bible. We're going to come back to the Bible again, that the Bible gives us an overview of what God wants to do and how he wants to do it. And so when we pray in accordance with the overall principles, then our prayers are much more likely to be green. So that's an important principle. The second thing to know is that God very seldom overrides human will. So people say that God is all powerful. So I'm going to shock everybody and say it's simply not true. God is not all powerful. Wow, you say, how can that be so? Well, it is because God has chosen to limit himself. He has chosen to give humans free will. And because God has given us free will, he very, very seldom ever overruns that. He doesn't force people to do things. He persuades, he influences, he controls, he does all sorts of things. But he is not in control in quite the way we think he is. And that is certainly true of humans. It may also be true of nature, that God has set up nature, the universe, the weather, all of that. And that has been affected by humankind in all sorts of ways. And I'm not absolutely sure about all of this, but I have this gut feeling that God doesn't interfere with nature very often either. That's kind of set up and it is what it is. And that's why you get natural disasters, some diseases, because they are what they are. So that's kind of important to understand, that God seldom overrides human will and nature is a little bit what it is. That's important. So it's important to understand that when we pray, God's power works as influence. So you have a friend, Juliet, called Thomas, let us say. And Thomas is a little boy that you'd like to see him have real faith. And you pray, dear God, please help Thomas become a Christian. Well, God isn't going to make Thomas become a Christian, but your prayers are like the sun shining. They're like the light of a torch. They will influence Thomas for the rest of his life. And God will focus his love on Thomas and to do all that is possible to do to help Thomas take a journey. And so your prayer is being answered. God is at work in the life of Thomas, and Thomas will be influenced. And as long as you're praying, God is influencing. And I have friends who've prayed for people for 30 years. And you know, that influence carries on, and some of those have come to faith quite late on. So often prayer is about influence. It is about God at work in abstract ways behind the scenes, doing what he can do. I think another important question is to kind of work out whose turn it is, and has God already spoken? I'd spent many years in YWAM, and we would have young people who would come on a YWAM school, and they would be really blessed, and they would learn that they can hear the voice of God, and they would go back to their local church, and they'd say, God, what do I now do? And they would tend to go into passive mode, and they were waiting for a kind of thunderbolt from heaven to God say, to do this, to do that, and to do this. But one of the things that as Christians, and I said I'd come back to the Bible, we need to understand that 70% of all that God has want to say to you, he's already said to you right here. And there's a lot of answered prayer. You pray, God's already answered. You pray, God has already answered. So when we pray, we need to check if the answer is already here. So many prayers have been answered. The answer is here. So I go home. I've been blessed in my YWAM DTS. I say, God, what should I do? And I am waiting. But the answer is here. Scripture tells us you should get a job and work. Scripture says us we should belong to our church. We should serve. We should help others. We should share our faith. Scripture has already told us many, many things. And when we do those, we get the ship going. And if God wants us to do something else, we will hear God's voice in another way. Isaiah 30, 20, verse 21 says this, that if you leave the path to the left or the right, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk you in it. And Julian, I think one of the great confidences you can have when you ask God to guide your life, many of the answers are here. And then if by chance you go the wrong way, God will speak to you. You will hear a voice. So let us do the principle, what the scriptures tell us to do, and then we will hear a voice coming. So when you ask God for guidance, the prayer is answered. The good book will give you a lot of help on that. We know that James 4:3 tells us that another reason God doesn't answer prayer is because we ask wrongly, to consume it on ourselves. So selfish prayers are unlikely to be answered. So if we understand that God mainly works by influence, we need to understand too that he works by presence. I have been developing a number of years what I call presence theology. And I think a lot of prayers are answered just by God being there. So you have two kinds of prayers, basically, where, Juliet, you're asking other people, you're asking God to do something, bless us, help us, you have those prayers. And then the other kind of prayers are your devotional prayers, your best friend prayers. Dear God, I'm having a bad day. Dear God, I've upset my mum, what do I do? Dear God, I hit my brother, do I need to do anything about this? You know, you're just life prayers. And those, we all have those kind of prayers that we have to pray. And the answer to those prayers is more often or not just the presence of God, because he is your friend. It's just there. And God isn't going to give you specific answers. He's just going to listen. And how do I know he's there? Well, we know two ways, and some of you will work more one way than the other way. Some of you know God is there because the good book says he is. And that is enough. You know, you don't need to feel it. You don't need to experience it. You committed yourself to the truth of this book. And he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And for some of you, that's it. Others, you're a little bit more experiential. You want to have that sense in your soul, that kind of sense that God is with you. And we're all a mix of these things. I'm a little bit of a mix. I really believe that God is with me because the good book tells me so. But I also sense his presence. He's an old friend. I can feel him. And I don't need answers. You know, I tell God I've done wrong. I don't need answers. I know what to do. I confess my sins and he will forgive me. And I experience that. So his presence is a wonderful answer to prayer, but it may not be quite in the way that you see it. I think too that James gives us some of these prayers. What is the will of God? James says this: if anyone lacks wisdom, then let him ask of God. And I think there are some slam dunk prayers that are always answered. And this is one of them. If anyone lacks wisdom, then let him ask of God, who gives generously and without reproach. So in your life, you will need wisdom. You know, do I go this way? Do I live this way? How do I do these things? Many of the answers are here. This is the wisdom of God. But if you ask of God, he will give you wisdom. But remember, he may have already put it in here. But there will be other ways that God's wisdom will come to you and it will impart in your life. If I pray for someone to know Jesus, it's God's will. The scripture tells us in Isaiah, the eye of God is searching to and fro across the earth, seeking any who might turn to him. So that I know that when I pray and ask people to come to faith, then I know that God will influence as much as he possibly can. So those are a few thoughts, Juliet, that I hope will help you. All prayers are answered, and no is not a bad answer. Some prayers that we ask wrongly, and God doesn't want to answer them. Some prayers we don't understand the full implications. It's not wise for God to answer them. Some prayers he just can't answer in the way that we want him to, because of the rules that I said. But many prayers he is working on, that's the amber light. You know, it takes God years, his influence is there. Make England a better place isn't gonna happen tomorrow, but maybe it'll happen over the years as Christians work. But some prayers are immediate. You know, we prayed last week in the church that the big organization in America would recognize President Trump. Now, it didn't look like the lady was going to do it. I'm not saying our prayer was the prayer, but I imagine thousands of prayers and all praying in different ways and boom, an answer. So we saw a fantastic answer to prayer. We prayed on Sunday. By Tuesday, the lady signed the letter. Well, Julia, I hope that helps. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Lawrence. Very stimulating, as always. And you probably created another 6 weeks worth of questions. So that's fantastic, but really, really helpful. Thank you so much. So we said we'd just open it up if other people